All of us, if we're living on this side, will encounter the storms of life.
Amen. Amen.
Am I right about it?
Amen.
Every one of us here is not going through the same kind of storm.
That's right.
I do believe the roles that I am in order when I say whether I am aware of it or not. You and I are currently going through some type of a storm.
Amen.
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 A storm, however, in the spiritual life, is any adversity in your life that poses a threat to you, any adversity that seems as if you're not going to get beyond. A storm that seems to suggest that when you're making progress in life, there's always something to knock you back.
Amen. Amen.
That's a storm. The wind of a fierce storm keeps you from progress. It blows you in a different direction than what you were intended to go in.
Amen.
Now, that's not always a bad thing, because God can use the windstorms of life to turn us around.
Amen. Amen.
And to put us on a different course. Because what seems to be a bad thing, somehow God has a way of turning something that seems to be bad and detrimental, he'll turn it around.
Amen. Yes.
You look back at it and say, I see the blessing.
Amen. Amen.
In what I thought was a tragic situation.
Amen.
But regardless of the storms that you and I may be encountering right now, Sunday, I stopped by a little while just to let you know the sun will shine again.
Amen. Amen.
God, Sister Rouse, had to encourage me in this particular scripture, Pastor Starks, when I began to read it and study it, and he says to me that regardless of how dark the time, regardless of how fierce the storm might be, the sun will shine again.
Amen. Amen.
I can sit down right there, because not that I'm going to sit down with God, but I hadn't planned on preaching too hard today. Amen. But the sun will shine again.
Yes.
Now, all of us are in some type of a storm, whether that be a financial storm. Can I begin right there? A financial storm. A financial storm, my brothers and sisters, is a storm where you got more bills than you have money.
Amen.
That's why I want to start right there, because I got to get it easy. Right there. I can tell when I'm on the case.
Yep.
When you have, and I have, more bills coming in than money going out.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
But whether it's your fault or not, that's a financial storm. When you got to be leery about answering the phone. Though I know we have a caller ID today. When the bill collector just seemed to wake up and get to work and got your number dialed and programmed.
Yep.
And at 9 a.m. your phone rang. And this person, they won't be money.
Yeah.
You don't have money. House is in foreclosure. Apartment in foreclosure. You don't have the money to pay. You 2 or 3 months behind. And they are threatening to come and put you out.
All right.
There's a number of things going on during that storm, because right there, at that moment, you're trying to figure out what to do. And yes, you want to call your checks, but there is something on the inside that says, well, I hadn't done what I'm supposed to do.
Right.
I hadn't paid my time.
Yeah,
right. I don't want nobody to know my business, but and if some folk get strong and say, I don't care, because
yep.
my price is right about now. They can say what they want to say, do what they want to do, but I need some.
All right. You're right.
Can I? I need some money to stay in my home. And out of that, another thing coming to play here is the fact that if you're living in a neighborhood, you don't want your neighbor to see your stuff.
Say that.
On the street.
Say that.
We got a problem here now.
Yep.
I don't know if I need to wait. Until about 1 or 2 in the morning, trying to get my stuff out of my airlines or seeing what I need to do. But there's a problem, and I'm in a storm right about now. It is a financial storm. They're threatening to come get my car because my car is approaching 3 months behind. Not my car, this is for sure. 3 months behind, and they're tempted, they're threatening to come and get it because I have not paid my note. You're in a financial storm.
That's right.
Georgia Power, EMC, especially Jefferson Electric.
Yes,
because
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Because Georgia Power is kind of like God.
Yeah.
They have no grace for Jefferson. Of what God expects of you and I. a spiritual storm where you're battling what's right and what's wrong. Where you're battling what religion is right, what religion is wrong. When you're battling who should you follow and who should you not follow. You are in a spiritual storm, but God says the sun will shine.
Amen, amen, amen.
Because there's coming a day that even those that are in spiritual storms, Jesus will right the wrong.
Amen.
Jesus will go down in history as the Jesus who is real and true, as opposed to any of these fictitious gods. Mm. God spoke to Noah in Genesis after he had destroyed the earth by way of a flood. God spoke to Noah and he told Noah, he says, Noah, he says, I'm going to set a covenant. I'm going to make a covenant between you and me that I will never destroy earth again with a flood.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Noah, so you and earth will understand that I will set my bow in the cloud.
Yeah.
And when you see the bow and when I see the rainbow, it is to remind me of my promise that I will never destroy earth again with war.
Amen.
Now somebody learned something right there. Yeah. All of those pretty colors that you see after the rain and even in the cloud, God says, I put that there as a covenant to remind you, I won't destroy earth. I won't destroy flesh with water again. But Pastor starts, it's striking here when you look at the scripture in Genesis chapter 9, and when you look at verse number 14, and it says, and it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth, the bow shall be seen in the cloud. Pastor, what are you trying to say? That even in the midst of your storm, look for the rain.
Amen.
Look for the rain. Even in the midst of the storm, look for a blessing in the storm. Don't just get caught up in the storm. Don't just complain about the wind blowing. You need to sit and say, Lord, I thank you that even in the midst of the storm, I still seek Jesus.
Amen.
Because at the end of the day, when the storms of life are raging, you've got to be able to put your focus on the Lord.
So some of us
have been in a storm for quite some time until you have accepted the fact that you're not going to have any more sunshiny days. Because every time you look around, there is one thing after another.
Yes,
but
sir.
I come to encourage your hearts that the sun will shine.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how long you've been in darkness. It doesn't matter how long the darkness has been. It doesn't matter how long the storm has been in your life. The sun will shine again. You got to keep hope alive. Look at verse 15, and it says, and I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you, and every living creature of all flesh. Watch this now. And the water shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. The waters of life could be a blessing to you and I.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to look for it. Don't go ahead and lose.
Amen.
Matthew comes to verse to chapter 5 of his gospel, and Matthew says at the latter part of verse number 45, he says, the rain, it rains on the just, those that are in Jesus.
Yes.
And it rains on the unjust, those that are outside of Jesus. So it doesn't matter. I don't want you to think that because you're in a rainstorm right about now, that it necessarily means you've done something wrong. Because Matthew wants us to know that you could have a rainstorm in your life. It doesn't matter about you being a Christian or a non-Christian. It falls on everybody.
That's right. That's right.
You need to touch somebody and say it rains on everybody.
Rains on everybody.
God, wait, this stuff that talks about, well, something you've done wrong. Yes, it is true that we can invite troubles into our life and we can invite problems in our life. But it doesn't mean that because you're in a storm, that you did something wrong. Rain is just a part of life. Because some of us, if we had never had any rain, we wouldn't know how to pray.
That's right.
Come for God to be here. In downtown, we wouldn't know how to bless the Lord.
That's right.
If some of us have never been in a severe rainstorm, we wouldn't know that God is good anyhow.
That's right.
Because you've got to be able to see that even